Now the quartet reads from the mailbag.
This first letter is from a sergeant in Cross City, Florida. Dear Reverend Crawford, I have just finished listening to your program here in my headquarters and am very impressed with your matter-of-fact, down-to-earth method of oratory. Your message was a shot in the arm to me and awakened in me the fact that unconsciously I have been shelving, so to speak, my religion. My letter is from Papayan, Colombia. We landed here Sunday noon, raw, new, green missionaries. And right here in our new home, we heard your lovely broadcast from South America. Let me tell you, it made us feel that home and loved ones weren't so far away after all.
From Ohio, a lady writes, it took the old gospel preaching, just as you give, to cause my wife and myself to see ourselves as sinners doomed for hell. We went to an altar of prayer, and Jesus saved us and gave us, for the last 9 years, a wonderful peace, and we now love the things we used to hate.
This last letter is from New Jersey. A mother writes, our daughter, Betsy Ross, was saved in our living room while listening to your broadcast. That was 6 years ago. She was only 7 then, but she really knew what she was doing and meant it. Now at 13 in high school, she's all out for Jesus.